From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starter from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The RTS-S vaccine, recommended by the World Health Organization, WHO, has been found effective in preventing malaria caused by Plasmodium falciparum parasite. It was said by researchers from the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, Arif Nurkanto, on Friday, as reported by Antara. Currently, malaria cases are primarily caused by P. falciparum, so the discovery of a vaccine is good news for those making efforts to mitigate malaria. A pause between the presidentials and parliamentary election, which will be held simultaneously with regional head elections in 2024, is necessary to spread the electoral committee workload. It was said by People's Consultative Assembly (PRRI) Deputy Speaker Sharif Hasan in a written statement issued in Jakarta on Friday, as quoted by Antara. Hasan said, the General Election Commission (KPU) surely needs a sufficient preparations period to ensure a safe and smooth election conduct. The Religious Affairs Ministry issues an ordinance on religious observance amid the COVID-19 pandemic to regulate permitted activities and prevent religious events in different parts of Indonesia from turning into COVID-19 infection clusters. As quoted by Antara, Religious Affairs Minister Yakut Kholil Khumas, as quoted from the ministry's press statements in Jakarta on Friday, explained that the government issued the ordinance to prevent the COVID-19 infection at religious events and to ensure health and safety at religious events such as Prophet Muhammad's birthday or Christmas celebration. Sports and Youth Affairs Minister Zainuddin Amali expressed firm belief that the future of sports in Papua will continue to advance after the 20th National Games PON on account of the international standard facilities. As quoted by Antara, Minister Amali remarked after reviewing the rowing sports venue at Yutefa Bay on Friday that he is optimistic that sporting achievement of Papua with extraordinary facility will continue to advance and will definitely be able to produce talented young athletes. Let's move on to the international news. A suicide bomb attack on a mosque in the Afghan city of Kunduz has killed at least 50 people, officials said, in the deadliest assault since U.S. forces left. As quoted by BBC.com, more than 100 people were injured in the blast in the northern city. The Islamic State group said it was behind the attack. Sunni Muslim extremists have targeted Shias, who they see as heretics. Most of the world's nations have signed up to a historic deal to ensure big companies pay a fairer share of tax. As reported by BBC.com, some 136 countries agreed to enforce a corporate tax rate of at least 15%, as well as a fairer system of taxing profits where they are earned. The White House has informed the National Archives that it is not asserting executive privilege on an initial batch of documents related to the January 6 violence at the U.S. Capitol, paving the way for the archives to share documents with the House Committee investigating the attempted insurrections. As quoted by CNN.com, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters on Friday afternoon that President Joe Biden declined to accept privilege over document pertaining to former President Donald Trump administration sought by the January 6 Select Committee. That was the news. First news comes from Bogor, West Java. Researchers from the National Research and Innovation Agencies in collaboration with PT Mitra Natura Raya MNR innovated at digitally giving the identity of 5,000 plants at the Bogor Botanical Gardens in Bogor, West Java. Giving an identity called a tree KTP, head of conservation MNR, Junaidi said last Wednesday that naming trees is directly connected to the Bogor Botanical Garden website digitally by using a QR barcode. The program is targeted to grow to 15,000 trees. With a tree ID card, visitors can get information ranging from the name of the plant, type, family, to the benefits of the plant. Next news comes from Situbondo, East Java. The United States U.S. Consulate General in Surabaya awarded 27 individuals and institutions that had advocated for inclusiveness in their programs and ideas. One of them was Situbondo District, East Java, which received the Most Inclusive District Award. U.S. Consulate General in Surabaya Jonathan Allen went opening the online East Java Inclusiveness Award. Event said in Surabaya on Thursday that the U.S. government is proud to partner with the government of Indonesia and the private sector in a bid to equip vulnerable and low-income youths with the skills and resources needed to reach their full potential. The award session is a part of a three-day national conference theme, an inclusive employment and entrepreneurship initiative. The conference was hosted by the U.S. government through the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. Thank you. Last news comes from the district of Raja Ampat, West Papua. The Raja Ampat Regency government has once again realized its commitment to providing health insurance to the community through the National Health Insurance Healthy Indonesia Card Program, or JKN-KIS. This is proven by the achievement of the Universal Health Coverage, or UHC, for the 2021 JKN-KIS program, with registration of more than 95% of the population of Raja Ampat into the JKN-KIS program. For this achievement, the Raja Ampat Regency government was awarded the UHC Award Charter from the BPJS Kesehatan Deputy Region Papua and West Papua last Monday. Raja Ampat Regency was the first district in the working area of Sorong Branch Office which received the UHC Non-Cut-Off Charter Award.
We begin today in story with the event of 9th of October 1962, the independence of Uganda. The Republic of Uganda is a country in East Africa. The country, which got the nickname the Pearl of Africa by Winston Churchill, shares a direct border with Kenya to the east, Sudan to the north, the Democratic Republic of the Congo to the west, Rwanda to the southwest, and Tanzania and Lake Victoria to the south. In the 19th century, Uganda was ruled by the British and Egypt. At the time, Uganda became one of the provinces of Egypt named Equatoria. The control of Equatoria by Egypt ended with the government of Emin Pasha in 1889 and turned into British control in 1890. The struggle for independence from Britain began in 1945 until 1949, when there were riots among the proletarian people. In 1953, King Mutesa II was exiled to England and returned to Uganda in 1955. Finally, on October 9, 1962, Uganda gained independence from Britain. Turn to the event of October 2004, French philosopher Jacques Derrida passed away. Jacques Derrida is a French philosopher. He is known for his success in developing semiotic analysis, which is popularly known as deconstruction. He is an important figure in postmodern philosophy. During his career, Jacques Derrida wrote more than 40 books, hundreds of essays, and public presentations. He is considered a major influence in social science and humanity, law, anthropology, historiography, linguistics, and sociolinguistics. His work became a major influence in the continents of Europe and Latin America. On October 9, 2004, Jacques Derrida passed away at the age of 74 years because of cancer. Today in story, with the event of October 1874, when the World Postal Union was founded and commemorated as International Correspondence Day. International Correspondence Day, or commonly called World Post Day, is commemorated every October 9th. Firstly, the idea appeared at the Congress of the World Postal Union, or the Universal Postal Union, in Ottawa, Canada, in 1957. The date was chosen because October 9, 1874, was the date when the World United Post was founded. Postal services in the world are quite old, and Indonesia's post journey has also run quite long. When Indonesia was still colonized by the Dutch, postal services in Indonesia started in 1602 during the VOC era. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de kettingoverbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government will implement a carbon tax at the rate of 30 rupiah per kilogram of carbon dioxide equivalent or CO2e on the amount of emission that exceed the stipulated cap. The application of the tax will begin on April 1, 2022. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani said at a press conference in Jakarta on Thursday that the law on the harmonization of tax regulation regulates the imposition of a new tax in the form of a carbon tax by imposing taxes to restore the environment. This is done as a part of Indonesia's commitment to reduce carbon emission according to the nationally determined contribution NDC target by 29% and 41% with international support in 2038. The implementation of the carbon tax is carried out in stages and aligned with the carbon trading. It is a part of a green economy roadmap to minimize its impact on the business world while continuing to play a major role in reducing carbon emission. On the same occasion, Deputy Minister of Finance Tuahasil Nazara said that this policy is that Indonesia acknowledges that carbon has economic value, so that Indonesia will impose a carbon tax with a cap and tax trade mechanism. For the initial stage this year, a carbon trading mechanism will be developed. In 2022 to 2024, it will be applied to the coal-fired power plant sector based on the emission limit tax mechanism or cap and tax. For 2025 and beyond, the implementation of carbon trading will be carried out fully and expansion of the carbon tax taxation sector is in stages according to the readiness of the relevant sector. This is done by considering economic condition, readiness of actors, impact and/or scale. Meanwhile, Deputy Chairpersons of the House of Representative Commission's 11, Dolphy, said that the carbon tax roadmap will contain a national carbon emission reduction strategy with priority sector targets and the development of new and renewable energy and the alignment of various policies must be paid attention.
Indahnya awal kita bertatap mata, ku menyapamu di seberang sana. Gundah gelisah seakan terlupa, tawa candamu mengalihkan semua. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Apakah kau juga merasa kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Tingkahku yang terkadang kau tangisi, jangan kau pendam di dalam hati. Maaf semua takkan ku ulang lagi. Indah rasanya senyummu kembali. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Oh, apakah kau juga merasa dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Yeah.
RRI Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Kulon Progo becomes one of the regencies in Yogyakarta, which is famous not only for its scenery, but also for its culinary delights that can satisfy your tongue. One of which is Dawet Sambal, which is unique and it guarantees to make you addicted to it. This cuisine has been created for more than 70 years. In 2019, Dawet Sambal was named by the Ministry of Education and Culture as one of the intangible cultural heritages. In the village of Jatimulyo, this dish is often found in tourism attractions and stalls on the side of the streets. This culinary has a blend of three flavors, namely spicy, sweet, and savory. The three flavors mixed in one bowl contain its own philosophy. The people in Jatimulyo Kulon Progo are a pluralistic society that can accept tourists without discriminating against ethnicity, race, or religion. Name, Dawet Sambal is aided with chili sauce or sambal so that it has a spicy sensation. Generally, it is very different from Dawet dishes which have a sweet and refreshing taste. Also, Dawet is usually served as a refreshing beverage. Dawet has many variants such as Dawet Black or Dawet Ireng, Dawet Green to Dawet White. Usually to enjoy Dawet, liquid coconut milk is added and a splash of liquid brown sugar and also ice is added. But Dawet Sambal contains white Dawet dough made from rice flour, and then the Dawet is put in the small bowl topped with short sprouts, sliced cabbage, sliced celery, a sprinkle of fried red onion, a little peanut sauce, and brown sugar liquid mixed with coconut milk. Dawet Sambal, which is a unique dish from Kulon Progo, is sold at a price of 4,000 rupiah per cup. The seller of Dawet Sambal is usually opened in the morning, so Dawet Sambal is often used as a breakfast menu. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Of seasonal events that were previously planned to take place in 2020 and 2021 were forced to experience delays or even cancellations due to the pandemic. However, because various parties already know the gap and can adapt to the situation, the various events in question are finally ready to take place, one of which is the MotoGP Championship Series. This is increasingly good news because the newest racing circuit in Indonesia, namely Mandalika in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara Province, has in fact been chosen as one of the locations that will be used to host the 2022 MotoGP event. The selection of Mandalika as one of the hosts was of course officially announced by the promoter of Dorna Sport through an official release which they published through their Instagram. Precisely in the MotoGP 2022 provisional calendar, which means the implementation date for certain series can change at any time. If it goes according to a predetermined schedule, the 2022 MotoGP series will start from 6th of March to 6th of November 2022. The Mandalika circuit will be the location of the second series on 20th of March 2022 after the first series as well as the opening, which will take place in Qatar. This news complements similar news that has been received previously regarding Mandalika, which was also chosen as the location for the MotoGP pre-season test. The pre-season test will take place on February 11th until 13th, 2022. The pre-season test that takes place first will include a shakedown test, which is participated by test riders, debutants, and regular riders. In addition, all motorcycle manufacturers, test technicians, partners who support MotoGP events, and MotoGP riders will also be present. Well, listener, that's Miss Eleni for today. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
For hindrance di übertragung skater des COVID-19 virus, cuy richtige tragen von masker. Meine maske schützt dich, deine maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Jadi semalam aku tak mampu tuk lupakan kamu, membuat diri ini duadu di mabuk kepayang.
Cantik, kau cantik tiada dua, menarik buatku terhipnotis kamu, membuat raga ini duadu dulu hati ini.
Kau memang semua tuh tertuju padamu seorang. Kau begitu lucu, tersipu, malu, karena takut padamu.
La 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 la, aku jatuh cinta. La 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 la, padamu. La 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 la, yang aku ingin kamu jadi pacarku.
Datang menghampiriku, berangan-angan kamu tempat duduk sampingku, pegang erat dan tak akan ku melepasmu. Hanya ada dalam hatiku.
Memang menarik semua tertuju padamu seorang. Kau begitu lucu, tertipu palu, kedekatanku padamu.
La 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 la, aku jatuh cinta.
Side, ku jatuh hati, make me feels like berhati-hati. Want to make it right, to get your heart, want to get your right. Here by my side, hey girl, aku inginkan kamu. Hey girl, kau di dalam panganku. Hey girl, aku inginkan kamu. Hey girl, let me sing this song for you. Pandang pertama kau curi mataku, kedua kau kunci hatiku. Pandang-pandangan kamu dengan diriku, lugu, lucu, lulu, ku pada.
Kau begitu lucu, tersipu malu.
Jatuh cinta, la 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 la, padamu, la 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 la, yang aku ingin kamu jadi pacarku, la 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 la, aku jatuh cinta.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib daheim.
Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat. Neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Pulau Jawa or Java Island to be sung by Keksi Mulyani. This song tells a glimpse of one of the most densely populated islands in Indonesia, namely Java Island. In this song, it is described about the island of Java, which is in a strategic place among other large islands in Indonesia. Jakarta, the capital city of Indonesia, is located on this island. It is a fertile island and rich in history from ancient times, and it has a variety of arts. The people live peacefully together. Listener, here is Keksi Mulyani with a keroncong song entitled Pulau Jawa. Happy listening!
Thank you.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the
of Indonesia.
it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.